We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, argument settled, Lee.
Oh, good.
There you are. You're loading the dishwasher, right?
Yes.
And your loved one, parent.
Yes.
Child.
Yeah.
Spouse. Aren't you going to scrape that off before you put it in? Aren't you going to rinse that off before you put it in there?
Wait a minute. Children loading a dishwasher? Come on.
All right, I'm sorry. That was kind of crazy. Yeah, that would never happen. Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm actually training them in stages.
Good. Good for you.
Like dogs? Yeah. Which, so what you do...
Careful now.
No, it's just repetition. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
You can't whack them with the newspaper when they get older. But no, so I've got them to the point now where they eat automatically, right? And then they pick the plate up and they walk it over to the dishwasher.
Well done.
Thank you. I'm pretty proud of that.
You should be.
Yeah. So, and the older one comes equipped with a system where you can assess, look in the dishwasher, are the dishes dirty? If so, put your dish in the dishwasher. If they are not dirty, do not put your dish in. So I haven't quite got to that point with the other two, but the older one, I hold her accountable for that.
Okay.
But I do have them trained to walk the dish from the table to the dishwasher.
Very good. Now when you can get them to take the clean dishes and put them away.
What?
So that the dishwasher is empty.
What?
Yeah, I know. See, I'm well trained. I do that, so.
Yeah, I do that too, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got them folding laundry right now.
Good, good.
Yeah. And so we got that far. Yeah, we got to work on the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need more of this child slave labor.
When you get them down to the car wash stage, let me know.
Wow. Okay. We'll work on the dishwasher.
Okay, yeah.
So anyway. So if you've ever been accused of being lazy because you just chunk the dishes into the dishwasher.
Right.
You need to hear this.
Okay.
This is according to a cleaning expert, you should stop rinsing dishes before you put them in the dishwasher because that could make them wind up less clean.
Really?
Yes. This is because modern dishwashers have sensors that determine how dirty the dishes are and adjust to match.
Oh,
so if your dishes look too clean when they aren't, they might not get washed well enough.
Okay.
So now they say, okay, obviously, you should scrape solid food off before you load them in the dishes. You don't want to leave your baked potato on your plate.
I'm not so sure these experts, though, have dealt with dried grits.
No, they're from Australia, not the South.
Okay, so they wouldn't know anything about
that.
No,
they wouldn't.
You let the grits dry on the bowl or the plate. I'm sorry. I don't think there's anything short of a pressure washer getting those things off.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen sour cream in the last week cling to a spoon. Inexplicably, right?
Okay.
You would think it would get knocked off, right? The bigger chunks did, but
you
it didn't. It's a mystery.
Yeah. Why? And you think, why would it not dissolve in hot, soapy water?
I know.
Kind of makes you wonder what is doing on the inside of your gut, you know?
Oh, Lord. I need that visual. Anyway, yeah, wow, yuck. Okay, so basically what you're aiming for is just scrape the big pieces off,
Okay. Leave
a little bit on.
So don't put the bones in there. Just
No, that's not good.
But those for the vegans, that is the material left over from a meat product that you don't eat. I just thought I'd clarify that.
Right. Yes, that's exactly what that is. So you want a little bit of dirt on there for that reason. Also, because chemically, the way that dishwashers are set up to work and react, they need a little bit of dirt in there. So you're going to want to leave a little on, but not too much. It's an art.
Okay.
It's an art form.
All right. Well. I'll give that a try. We got a new dishwasher, so I'll give that a try.
Oh, you got one of those newfangled ones with the sensors.
Yes,
and because you had the kitchen remodel.
Three racks, two of them adjustable, too. Wow. Yeah.
Three racks.
I'm just telling you.
See, I have no life. That kind of thing gets me excited. Could you take a photo of it so I can see it?
Yes, I can. I had no idea.
I had no idea they had three-rack dishwasher. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
See, we got the small, cheap one. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. Well, we lived with that for almost 30 years.
So. Oh, see, you deserve this then. You deserve. You've earned it. Three racks, really? Yes. That sounds huge. Because we do dishes like 5-6 times a day. It is the bane of my existence. That's my job. My husband does the laundry stuff. I do all the dishes. Okay. And it's a bane of my existence, man.
I understand.
But, you want to know a shortcut that's cool, though?
Please.
I was taught this, and it is pure genius. Okay, so you're cooking. I was taught this by one of my listeners in Charleston. It is awesome. So you're cooking, and of course you burn stuff, right?
Right.
Probably on that pot right after you buy it.
Exactly.
Maybe it's like a roaster, it's burnt, right?
Yeah.
So, but the problem is if you scrape it off, right, even after you soaked it, you might scrape some of the covering.
The coating, yeah.
The coating, yeah, right? Then you end up, have you ever thrown out pots, pans, stuff like that?
Oh, we don't ever throw anything away.
What do you do? Do you eat when it's been scraped?
We've got pots and stuff that have been there for years. So
you probably glow in the dark.
I'm trying to get a pot and pan purge going here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. No. If you completely renovate your kitchen, mm-hmm. you have to get rid of your old pots and pans. Tell your wife that.
Yeah.
You have to. It's a rule.
You tell my wife that.
I'll send her an email after this segment.
All right.
No. But anyway. Okay. Here's what you do. You take fabric softener. You know the liquid kind.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Put the fabric softener right on the burnt part and leave it. If it's not super burned, you can mix a little water in. If not, just put the softener right on it. It will eat it and turn it into liquid and it will be gone.
Hey, I've got one I came across. I got one. If you and I are both enjoy coffee. If you have, I like the metal carafes that have the thermal thing so that it.
Yeah.
All right. That's the best way because that way it doesn't cook your coffee. The problem is if you don't clean that regularly, there's an issue. And I've been bad about not cleaning it regularly. And of course, then you got this brown stain in the bottom of the coffee carafe. Here's something that actually works. Take one of those dishwasher pods, put it in the carafe. And then pour hot to boiling water, well, boiling water, basically. Just pour it down in there to fill it up. Close the little container. It's got the little airtight thing. And let it sit there for about 30 minutes. Pour it out, rinse it out. Perfectly clean. Looks brand new. I've never been able to get those things clean before. That works perfectly.
Or you could just put it in your fancy new three-tier dishwasher.
You can't put those metal carafes in there. I don't believe.
Oh, you can't?
I think I have tried that, and it didn't get the inside clean because it can't get up in there.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't completely get it clean.
Yeah.
Huh.
But that works.
I'll try that because mine's all stained.
Yeah, take the little dishwasher pod, just put it down in there and pour, get some hot boiling water and fill it up to the top there so that it can soak. Let it sit there for about 30 minutes. And then when you pour it out, rinse it out, perfectly clean. Looks brand new.
Wow. All right. So I learned something new today, too. I've saved pots all over the upstate, right? People don't have to throw them out now. We keep our pots forever now because you can, like I said, you try the fabric softener trick and it will melt it right off. Don't even scrub. Just put it on there. It will eat it. If it's a bad one, like a real big chunk of cheese or something that really burned, it might take a couple applications. Okay. I mean, you're in for it for 48 hours, but it will get it like it was never there. So, and I'm going to try that too. I've got those pods. I'm going to try that when I get home today. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, good.
Cool. All right. And you're going to bring me the photo of your three-tier dishwasher. I want to see one of those.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Is it like oversized or something to get all three tiers in?
No,
how does that work?
It fits in the same space as the old one did. Now, the one thing I have determined is that the bottom of it is much lower. And as an old guy, that's a little bit of an issue. But I guess everything is compacted and they've got everything because when you open the door, it almost touches the floor. It's that low. So, but you've got the big rack there and then you've got the middle rack, which is adjustable, and the top rack is adjustable. And so it's...
You know how you know you're old and you have no life?
Oh, yeah.
I got excited about your dishwasher, and it's not even mine.
Exactly.
Like, wow, that's a thing of wonder. Show me a picture of that thing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Trump's calling them out. They are totally getting ready to commit ballot fraud with mail-in ballots. The media is doing a two-step here. We're going to be talking about this for the next couple of days. They're doing two things at one time. Conditioning the public to get ready for a disaster in November. Warning the public. I've been going over the articles that you probably won't know for months who the president is. Definitely weeks, not for months. And then when Trump repeats what they say, this is going to be a catastrophe, these mail-in ballots, we cannot do it. The media says he's trying to manipulate you. He's trying to steal the election. But didn't you just report that it's going to be absolute unmitigated chaos like we've never seen? Well, yeah, we did. Well, isn't Trump just repeating what you said? No, he's trying to steal the election. No, they're trying to steal the election. How bad is it? I'll let Trump tell you. This is from Fox News yesterday.
President Trump says he can issue an executive order in mail-in voting after slamming the process for the potential of.
President Trump says he can issue that executive order to address the expected influx of mail-in voting come the November election. President calling the voting option a corrupt system during an interview with HBO's Axios.
They're going to send tens of millions of ballots to California, all over the place. Who's going to get them? Somebody got a ballot for a dog. Somebody got a ballot for something else. You got millions of ballots going. Nobody even knows where they're going. There is no way you can go through a mail-in vote without massive cheating.
So they act like he's a mental defective. He's been absolutely crazy. There's nothing wrong with mail-in voting. No, there's nothing right. It's unfactual to say that mail-in voting will be a disaster. While the mainstream media reports that mail-in voting will be a disaster. Again, here is one of the articles. This is my favorite. This is ABC News. Headline, as ballots pile up in the mail, a potential nightmare looms on election night. Did Trump say that? No, ABC did. Subhead, the potential chaos could make Florida in 2000 look like a garden party. Why is the mainstream media telling you this? Because it's the plan. This is the plan. There's a reason for the plan. A very good reason for the plan. And thankfully, they helpfully laid it out on MSNBC. Which, by the way, did the same thing. Reporting as fact. This is Joy Reid. Got to get the public ready for this so it'll look normal. The idea that election night's not going to be election night. It's not even going to be election week. It's not even election month. We won't know. How do we know we won't know? It's already happening in Florida. New York. It's already happening in New York. And Trump called him out on it.
A president now calling for a redo in the Democratic primary for New York's 12th district between Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney and Suraj Patel after thousands of mail-in ballots were invalidated. That race still remains undecided 6 weeks after voters cast their ballots. It all comes as Nevada's Democratic governor signs a bill that would give every voter in that state a mail-in ballot, despite the threat of legal action from the Trump administration.
6 weeks. The vote in the congressional race was in June. They don't know who won it. They have the biggest clue. They're nowhere near. There's a reason for this. This is on purpose. What is the reason? I'm going to lay it out across the show. I'm going to tell you exactly how they're going to try to steal the election. This is the third coup. The first was the Russia. That didn't go so well. The sellout went fairly well. They damaged him with it. The second one was, of course, the exaggeration around COVID, which is then used to get the mail-in ballots, which is the third coup. They're preparing the public for it. You don't think they're preparing the public for it? Listen to this, ABC News. What a mess, said Marilyn Marks, executive director of the Coalition for Good Governance. If you had asked me before June 9th, I would have told you I'm not worried about mail-in ballots. She says she is now. Professor Charles Stewart, director of the MIT Election Data and Science Lab, said he's concerned the confusion could last for a couple of weeks, maybe longer. The resulting acrimony, he said, could make Florida in 2000 look like a garden party. Now listen to Joy Reid tell you the same thing on MSNBC. This is a plan. Folks, this is part of the plan. It's the plan.
The election of 2000 may have been chaotic and alarming, with the American public waiting more than a month to find out who the next president would be. But the Bush v. Gore disarray might be nothing compared to what we're facing this November.
Isn't that what Trump's saying? We shouldn't do mail-in balloting because of that? Yeah, so he's repeating what they're saying, and then they say he's crazy. So you got to do two things at once. Make it look like Trump is crazy and prepare the public for the coming unrest that we will not know who won that election for months as they find enough ballots to get Joe elected. It's the plan. And it's brilliant. And by the way, Joy Reid laid the whole plan out. Whole thing. Exactly what's going to happen and why. There is a critical reason that they need to make sure that the votes are uncounted or uncountable for a couple of months. That this whole thing is thrown into the courts. There is a critical reason why that is the plan and why they are preparing you for that and why they are engineering it using mail-in ballots. I'm going to lay the whole thing out. But first, I am going to take this phone call from J.D. in Greer, who is apparently a dishwasher expert. Hey, J.D.
Hey, Tara. Boy, I do service work on a lot of appliances here in upstate. Number one, you do need to leave a little bit of dirt on the dishes so that the soap can break down. Otherwise, you're going to have what's called cavitation. You can have a lot of soap suds in there. Your dishes are not going to be clean. And number two, a lot of people will overfill the dishwasher with soap. It's no more than 2 tablespoons on a full load.
Really?
That's why you have pods. Yeah, that's why you have pods. Pods are 2 tablespoons. It's HE soap, which means it's high efficiency. Another thing.
Wait, hold on. Stop a minute. Wait. My dad and I debate about this. So you're telling me I should not fill up the whole container with dishwashing detergent? Because, see, I only do half because I'm cheap. And my dad tells me I'm, you know, practically killing the children. But so you're saying I'm right.
You are right. No more
yes.
than 2 tablespoons.
I knew it.
Here in South Carolina, we have soft water. If you have hard water up north, yes, you need to put more in there. But we have soft water. Also, some of the dishwashers have another container beside it that says pre-wash.
Yeah.
Do not put no soap in there. You don't need all that soap. Second thing, always turn the hot water on. Of course, if you're, you know, scraping dishes off, that's fine. That's what you want to do. But you want to turn the hot water on the sink to get the hot water to the sink so that when you turn the dishwasher on, it fills up with hot water. A lot of people will turn the dishwasher on. Uh-huh. It fills up with cold water. It takes 3 minutes for every degree to heat that water up. Well, basically, your dishwasher's is almost over before you even get the sanitized water hot.
Well, wait, so hold on. So tell me this. So I have to, run the hot water on the sink for how long before I turn my dishwasher on?
Just till you get hot water there. Because, you know, in your pipes, the hot water line is usually cooled back down. So when you turn it on, you have cold, and then it starts getting hot.
Okay.
If you do that with a dishwasher, you're going to fill it up with cold water because it doesn't hold that much.
Yeah, I got that part. I just wanted to know how long I run the sink for. So just till I feel it gets hot to the touch, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And another thing, they got these pods for the washing machine. Let me back up. Dishwasher. Another thing, when you get that one dishwasher, number one, you got to use Rinse-Aid if you want your dishes to be dry because the government has gotten so involved that the heaters are not as strong like they used to be.
So I noticed that.
So you got to use a Rinse-Aid. And some of these people out here, there are chemical environments that don't like to use chemicals. You're kind of out of luck. But you got to use a Rinse-Aid. if you don't use a rinse aid, like I said, they're not going to be dry. And the other thing is, the manufacturer tell you within 1 hour to an hour and a half after your dishes are done, crack the door. You don't have to take the dishes out, but just crack the door. Because if you don't, all that steam turns back to water, and then your dishes are wet in the morning because a lot of people turn on at night, go to bed. That's not good because, one, the dishes will be wet. Two, what if the dishwasher floods while you're asleep? You just grunt your floor in your house. Okay?
Okay.
Washing machines. Don't put the drain holes no more than 6 inches in the wall. Don't use no more than one pod. A lot of people throw two or three pods in there and expect it to wash. It don't.
Okay, and I have to stop here because we're way over for this. But I'm very interested, okay. And I wanted to get you before, you know, in case you went over the break. Okay, so just tell me this real quick. So you're a dishwasher expert, okay? How much gunk do I leave on the plate, right? I mean, obviously you want to scrape the baked potato off. I don't want to put that in, right? Like how much gunk should I leave to be good?
You just want to scrape it off. Just take your fork or spoon, whatever, just scrape the big stuff off, you know?
Okay.
Because most dishwashers have a chopper in them. They'll chop the grits up and the little fine stuff up. Now, you don't want to leave no seeds on there because if you leave one grapefruit seed or something like that, the new drain pumps are so sensitive, if they get a noodle down there or a seed in there, they will shut down and the dishwasher will quit because it sees it can't drain.
Okay.
So
well, this
make sure you get all the big stuff off.
Okay. All right. I think I got it. So we've learned so much this morning. Thank you, JD and Greer. I appreciate your help with my dishwashing.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In state after state, they're going to mail-in ballots. That is a different thing from absentee ballots, where they automatically mail the ballot to your home, whether you want it or not. And then you just vote however you want, put it in the mail. Maybe you could vote for everyone in your family. It's going to be absolute chaos. It has been where it's tried, and that is by design. Absolutely by design. The media is already preparing the public. I read from the ABC News article. This is all over the place. For the idea that we're just not going to know who won. That's the plan. And everybody on the left is saying, we're just not going to know. And Trump's going to try to take advantage of that. Wait, how do you know we're not going to know? Oh, because we're engineering that. We're engineering that. How are you doing that? Through mail-in voting. Because we need the COVID to scare the heck out of people so that they'll mail-in vote. Or so we can justify mailing the ballots out. Right now, and the trial run right now is in New York. By the way, we have a city council race in New Jersey. They can't even figure out who won. They literally can't. It's over. They don't know. Now in New York, this congressional race between Representative Carolyn Maloney and Suraj Patel, 6 weeks, they have no clue who won it. That's by design. This is from the Daily Mail. If you look, they're talking about Trump. If you look at the New York congressional race, which is a disaster, it's been a total disaster. They are 6 weeks into it now, and they have no clue what's going on. And I think you can say right here and now, you have to rerun that race because it's a mess. That's the plan. The mess. And again, Trump didn't come up with this. The media is telling us it's going to be a mess. Here's Joy Reid again on MSNBC.
The election of 2000 may have been chaotic and alarming, with the American public waiting more than a month to find out who the next president would be. But the Bush v. Gore disarray might be nothing compared to what we're facing this November.
Yep. It's exactly what is being planned. This is the New York Times. It's quoting a guy by the name of Brandon Finnegan, founder of Decision Desk HQ. It's a liberal group. And they're just working the public. We're not going to know. We cannot know. We don't get, I'll let him tell you. Quote, this is from the New York Times. I don't think it's penetrated enough into the average viewer's mind that there's not going to be an election night. New York Times, folks. The usual razzmatazz of a panel sitting around discussing election results, that's dead, said Brandon Finnegan, told the New York Times. Well, What's it going to be like? Oh, weeks. It's going to be weeks of counting. Maybe months. Yeah, just don't expect. Don't expect to know who won an election. It's going to go on and on and on. Why does it need to go on and on and on and on? Here's why. This is the plan. Trump knows they're doing this. He called it a coup, and it is. This is the guy Joy Reid brought in to explain to us how it's going to go on MSNBC. He is, his name is Lawrence Tribe. If that's a familiar name to you, it's because he was the leader of the Al Gore recount in Florida. And so what he says is, why just going to, it's going to take months to count the votes from the mail-in voting. And golly, if we can't figure out by January 20th who won, then oh, too bad. Nancy Pelosi's president. Want to hear their plan? Folks, this isn't conjecture. This is the plan. They're telling you to prepare you.
But there is a fail-safe mechanism built into the Constitution itself. And that is, no matter how much dust he throws into the gears, at high noon on January 20th, 2021, if there has not been a new president elected, at that point, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, becomes President of the United States because Trump would no longer be president. That's the failsafe. The Constitution is not designed to self-destroy, but it's designed to self-preserve.
If they can keep up the chaos till January 20th, and doing great in New York, spent 6 weeks, can't figure out who won the congressional elections with the mail-in balloting. 12,000 ballots are in contention. They can't decide if they're real, they're not real, they count, they don't count. Does the signature match? Does the signature not match? Are they valid? Did they come in on time? Did they not? There'll be lawsuits on all this. That's the plan. Because it drags it to January 20th. They've only got to get to January 20th. It doesn't matter. So what they're doing, they're preparing you for this. This is why Biden said the president is going to try to indirectly steal the election. This is Biden talking at a virtual fundraiser. The president, Trump, is going to try to indirectly steal the election by arguing that mail-in ballots don't work. They're not real. It's not fair. They're preparing you for the planned chaos. They've already announced the chaos. So here's how it will go.
It's up to Congress when it counts the votes. In January, actually, this time it's going to be on January 6th, so it's the new Congress, to decide which electors to consider.
Okay, so here's what he's saying is going to happen. He's saying states will vote. Absolute chaos will ensue, preferably in swing states. They're already doing this in Pennsylvania. Count on that being absolute chaos. The legislatures will fight over which electors they're going to count and certify, right? Because we're not even going to know who won the election. So those electors, that'll then be pushed up to Congress, right? And then Congress can decide if they like or don't like what the states did. Folks, the plan is Nancy Pelosi for president. Now, they've got to get the vote total close enough. That's why in that ABC article I read to you from, they've got election experts going, wow, I hope it's not close. We might never know who won the election. No, that's the plan. It's the plan to not know who won the election or have it so tied up in court and chaos. Like their dry runs in New Jersey and New York where they can't figure out who won, that it kicks it into Congress. They just told you what they're planning. This is why they're repeating over and over that Trump will try to steal the election by casting doubt on our institutions. Now, he'll try to win the election by stopping the coup they're planning. So they're mentally getting you ready. So I just want you to know, you thought 2020 was bad so far. Wait till they do this. It's coming. What are Americans spending all that stimulus money they got on? Guns, apparently. We'll get into this in the next hour. Lots and lots of guns. Just one stat to preview that. Stunning. We're now in our seventh month of record gun sales. Yeah, but you got Democrat lunatics on the streets. You got to defend yourself. You don't know if the police are coming. They may not. In fact, in Seattle, the police need protection. Listen to this stat. July saw an estimated 1.7 million firearms sold. That's a new national record and 133% increase compared to July last year. 133% increase over July last year. Moreover, July is the fifth month in a row to make gun sales history. Whoa. Yeah. Boy, that says everything, doesn't it? It does, but you need your gun. You have to have it. The mob will come. They might come for you. You just don't know. I know, as you know, is somebody going to stop them? Maybe, maybe not. Did you see what happened to the Seattle police chief, Carmen Best? You got to see the pictures of this. It's stunning on many levels. And it's so bad. The mob came for her. She's the police chief. They feel they should be the police chief. And so they came to her house. They came to her neighborhood. 200 of them. Loons. Screaming, yelling, pigs, you should die. You know, their usual routine. Nice people. Lovely people. And so guess what? Her neighbors are like, no, we're not having it. She's black, by the way. And they pulled a pickup truck and their cars across the entrance to the neighborhood and sat there armed. Well, the protesters were outraged by this. I mean, nobody has any right to push back on them. I mean, they have liberal privilege. They know better than, well, just like everybody, because they're so smart and all. I mean, nobody should ever push back on them. You know what I love about the picture of the armed people protecting the neighborhood? She lives in a very racially diverse neighborhood, about half black, half white, sitting there fully armed. Rifles, not pistols. And they were appalled that they weren't going to get to trash her house. By the way, they had brought paint. So she wrote a letter to the Seattle City Council asking for a condemnation of their loons. They'll tell them to stay away from my house. So far, the council has refused. They love violence. It's hip. It's hot. Look, if you lived in Seattle, you'd understand why it's okay to terrorize a black woman in her own neighborhood for merely wanting to police her city. Fortunately, her black neighbors don't feel the same. They greeted the protesters with guns. A lot of them were white, by the way. This is crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.